Wednesday.
It's way too early.
Which means it's Wednesday and it's 6 a.m.
Oh, happy Wednesday, everybody. We like to do something called Way Too Early Wednesday, where we just kind of get the morning going with some really good music.
Which means we need your requests.
That's
now.
Right.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or just give us a call.
Yeah.
We could deal with that.
505-338-3700. What do you want to hear to wake you up on this Wednesday? I'm excited. I brought in a bunch of new music today.
Oh, yeah.
To add to the airwaves.
That's good.
Of awesomeness.
We need that.
Yeah.
I think Static is in need of a refresher.
Ooh!
A refresher.
Yeah, so lots of new music going to be added. I'm really excited.
Good.
Some Imagine Dragons.
Which one?
I brought in Demons.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yes.
But does it?
Yes. Does it not? Like what?
I'm just
kidding. I thought it did until right now, and now I'm second guessing everything.
I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find out.
Okay. Stop it.
Okay.
6:03, it is Wednesday, so get your request in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And yeah, we'll play your jams.
And yeah.
Uh-oh. And yeah. What?
I forgot to clock in.
Oh, no.
Clocking in now. Done.
You just talked for free?
How dare I? Mm. I get paid to talk. When I'm not clocked in, I don't talk.
I had a really good friend call me yesterday who was sharing some things for me because he had some crazy ideas and my name came up and I'm not going to go into detail too much. But anyways,
of course, why would you?
There was this job basically opening up and he was like, and you're the first person I thought of because you love to talk and it involves a lot of talking. I'm like, I think that's good. I think that's cool.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah. Ooh, 21 Pilots released a brand new record yesterday.
Yeah, and people are pretty stoked on it. Like, yeah. I've seen a lot of hype about it.
Did you know who else released a new record yesterday?
Hold on, let me guess.
Okay.
It was Tuesday. The Office. I don't know who.
Angels and Airwaves.
Oh, dang it. I just saw that the cursor was on The Office, and so
not good.
Okay, it's not a good album? I'm sorry. No, you know what? That hurts me just as much as it hurts you. Because I love Tom.
I shouldn't say that. I listened to it once through yesterday.
But you were upset.
It's all remixes, so it's all like... I called Joey right away and said, hey, Joey Belleville of The Echoing Green, you're going to love this new Angels and Airwaves records because there's no real drums. It's all electronic. And then he countered with, all those bands that you love that record in studio, chances are those aren't real drums either.
Oh, what now? Bam!
Yeah.
Dude, he told you.
He got me, bro.
Got you.
Ooh, so we got a request for some 21 Pilots.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it's any 21 Pilots that we're playing just yet.
Ooh, Steven.
Steven. Hold on, Jed has...
It's like we're going to have to go find that one then.
Maybe.
You never know.
I probably won't.
It could happen.
I think you're getting people's hopes up.
It's Way Too Early Wednesday. We're supposed to play whatever.
It's Linkin Park.
Oh, yes.
Some Culture Shock.
Yeah, that's a great one. I like that one.
Okay.
You want to kick it off with some Castle of Glass?
Yes, I do.
All right, Linkin Park for you right now. It is Way Too Early Wednesday. You can get your suggestions in at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Amberlin. Self-starter. Oh, good
We just
morning.
Realized a really sad truth.
Yeah.
That when I'm 70, you're going to be 80.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Yeah.
It's so sad.
So we won't be friends then.
Because
okay. I'll be in the retirement home. You won't be there yet.
Nope, not just yet.
Yeah.
I'll be visiting you and your cat because you're going to have a cat.
I will not have
a cat.
Yeah,
you will.
Oh, man. Static.
What?
She cut out.
Good morning.
She cut out.
Yeah.
It was...
Okay.
Little one.
Was it?
It sounded like it.
Okay. Me!
It's kind of like those games that other radio stations play. We're going to play one clip from this song, and you have to guess what song it is, and then you win a crazy prize.
Ooh, I like that. No?
We can do that. Okay. I was just saying other radio stations do it.
That's true. Static!
Is it Way Too Early Wednesday?
Bam.
There we go.
Yes, it is.
Is it...
No.
well, hoping I could hear some white and snow.
You can haste the day.
I love them. And I haven't been awakened this many times.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's little one.
I know.
Right, you're really breathy. Like, have you been running?
Are you hyperventilating?
Hey, bro.
Well, it's
a serious condition.
I just am not awake yet. But I know you're going to help facilitate this.
Okay. Can do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is way too early Wednesday. That's weird. Lil One just requested
Haste of Day. Somebody else did too.
So did Alicia. So apparently we just got to play some Haste of Day.
You're going to do. Got to please everyone.
All right. Can do.
Can you?
T-Bone and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. What do you want to hear? Hello.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey!
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. I can predict my morning so far.
Sweet.
Yeah, is Steve-O being crazy in there, Mitch?
As usual. He's just a little crazy.
Hey,
every day.
Hey, you know what? There are two types of crazy. Hilarious and, well, out of your mind, local.
Right.
And he is both.
Well, I say I say he's just hilarious.
I'm just hilarious. As long as I have my meds, I'm okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I wanted to ask you guys, or Mara, tell you this. That t-shirt I got a while back, for that donation there.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to get a little worn out. Do I just donate another 20 online and get another shirt? Or
you want another static t-shirt?
Yeah, because mine is starting to get all worn out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
How would I go about doing that?
Acquiring another t-shirt?
Well,
I'm going to have to give you a number to call. You know the main number, 344-9146?
Yeah.
Call that during business hours.
Are you planning on going to the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus concert?
I don't know, what day is that?
It's a Tuesday.
February 12th.
Spoken, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus at the Lobo Theater. Tickets are only $15. Mm-hmm.
Well, what time does that start?
Seven o'clock. It's
going to
go pretty late.
Seven Man, I'll
o'clock
be at home.
On the dot, and I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
You guys are so funny. Anyway, I'll definitely call the receptionist later.
It's waiting for Steve.
Is it pretty little thing that's waiting for me?
Steve, waiting for Steve.
No, that's weird.
Okay, we need Usher. Stop.
U-S-H-E-G-R-A-Y-M-O-N-D.
So anyway, go ahead, Matthew from Albuquerque.
I'm sorry, Matthew.
The Usher Raymond is coming out in us.
Oh, don't worry. You guys make me laugh every morning.
Good.
Sweet. That's good.
You know what? I just got a text message from one of my best friends, Sean Siegler.
Sean Siegler, shout out.
What, in the what? House.
That dude is totally
yes,
real.
Yes, I know he might want this place. Yeah, he didn't specify or what to text me to say good morning. But just to be nice to him, you guys know that crazy rooster, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's for him.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, that
yes.
rooster.
And then the song this morning, I need some Amberlin, guys.
Amberlin,
I need some feel-good drag this morning.
You need, Matthew from Albuquerque needs some feel-good drag. That's this. Okay.
Wow.
Can do.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Have a
you.
Nice morning. Bye.
You too. Bye. All right. 13-year-old Matthew from Albuquerque wants feel-good drag.
I was watching.
I don't think his parents have told him what those words are yet.
No.
Okay.
I don't think parents will ever tell you.
Okay, good.
I think it's one of those things that you just have to find out.
You have to learn for yourself. Well, when I was wanting to have the talk with my boys, I just played feel-good drag.
And that explained everything.
That explained it all.
Oh, yeah. Enlightened.
The first time, because because our boys, I mean, obviously, Steven is one of my favorite people.
Right.
They released that for Rock Band. And so the first time we played that, because we got it, of course.
Yeah.
The first time we played that, I recorded that and sent it to Steven, like, this is what you did to my children. Because they were singing. I'm like, my children are singing these words. These are your words. So
you wrote these lyrics on a piece of paper and then sang them for the whole world. So awesome.
I'm pretty good. Yep. So there it is. We'll play that for Matthew from Albuquerque. It is way too early Wednesday. What do you want to hear? We'll play mostly anything unless it's terrible. So don't request terrible things.
Okay. Got some Civil Twilight. River.
Ah, yes.
Please.
You know what? I will absolutely get some of that on this morning as well. We've been playing like all our stuff from New Music Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah, because it was an awesome New Music Tuesday.
It really was. You're welcome.
Yeah. No problem.
What can I say?
Did you make the music? Was that you?
Yeah.
Huh.
I really put that together.
Obviously.
Thanks.
You're obviously lying.
What are you talking about? I did put all that together.
The music?
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Well, that was painful.
That didn't work.
That didn't work out.
Live radio.
Did I mention it's way too early Wednesday?
Ugh.
I finally find this song for Thebes.
Don't worry, we'll play it. We'll play it.
I think I just blew my eardrum.
Yeah, I saw that.
Lee.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It is way too early Wednesday, and we have a lot of requests to get to.
We do. We really do. Should we get to some of those?
Yeah. Should I go press play again?
No, you shouldn't. I don't ever want my eardrums blown out ever again.
Okay.
Static!
Yeah, can I hear some POD, Youth of the Nation?
Youth of the Nation. I'll see what we can do. All right. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's way too early.
Didn't we just play some POD?
Yeah, we did. I'm sorry, what? Blender head just blew my eardrums.
They blended your
eardrums. Yeah, that was amazing.
Blended your head.
So it is way too early Wednesday. Get your request in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got to take a quick break. Coming back, I guess, more of your requests.
Ugh, you're such a...
As long as they're good. Steve-O and Mitch, Static Radio. Brand new music from Spoken. A song called Through It All. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Spoken.
They will be here Tuesday, February 13th.
12th.
12th.
You're totally lying. Also, you say February weird.
Wow. Could you be any more critical of me today? Because I want to fight you to the hurt.
Well, I mean, I understand. It's a really weird word because it's February, because there's an R there.
Yes.
But you just discount that and say February.
You say February?
I have to. It's my birth month. I can't say it incorrectly.
Whoa.
February.
Nobody says February.
Okay. Because I totally do.
Do you really?
Yes. But I also say thanks, so.
February.
February.
You really say it like that?
Yes.
You're not being funny for radio?
I promise. Look, no crossies. No crossies.
Oh, wait, Moriarty. February. Never mind. Okay.
What?
Totally. Okay.
Born in Albuquerque. Raised in Albuquerque.
I was born in Texas. I don't say y'all all the time.
Yes, you do. Hey, man. How's it going, man?
Stop it. It is way too early Wednesday. Coming to an end. Want to remind you guys, coming up Tuesday, February 12th.
February 12th, just to clarify.
Spoken, brand new record coming out that day, and they will be here in Albuquerque to celebrate that, along with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be monstrous. Tickets are on sale right now. They are only $15, and they're going really fast, actually. If you would like to go to this show, get your tickets soon. This show will sell out, I promise you.
Yeah.
So, limited seating at the Lobo Theater. Obviously, there's fire code, so we have to adhere to that.
Abide by those rules.
We don't want to turn people away at the door. I have a feeling it's going to be sold out much quicker than that, though. There's still a little over a month before the show, but tickets are going very, very fast.
That they are. You can get them at mystaticradio.com.
That's right. Go there. Check out the events. It'll say pre-sale tickets. Get them now.
Click that link.
They're only $15 in advance. $20 at the door if we have any. Yeah, but as fast as they're going, I do not believe we will have any. They always sell out when they come to Albuquerque, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yes.
So, and they always sell out bigger venues than the Lobo. They're just doing a very special show for us. So make sure you get your tickets if you would like to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, because I'm telling you,
it's going to be sick.
Yeah, red jumpsuit apparatus and spoken Tuesday, February 12th. All the details, mystaticradio.com. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Lights, fourth dimension. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Were you raised in a barn?
What?
Because the door's wide open. That's
oh my gosh,
you're
so. Hold on. Ow, ow, I'm getting shocked.
7:09, good morning.
Wow.
Steve and Mitch, how's it going?
Good morning, I'm fine, I guess.
Are you?
Was that a question for me? How's it going? Did you really care when you asked that?
No.
Oh.
I really wasn't thinking through my thoughts or my words.
Obviously not. Ow, did you
Dude, will
that?
You stop touching metal?
I'm sorry.
I keep hearing that and it's painful in my ears.
Yeah.
You all right?
It's been a rough morning.
Dude, your sweater. You know, there's these things called dryer sheets, right? And you can actually put them on your clothing.
That's the biggest problem about this is that I didn't dry this. It's like one of those lay.
Yeah, you lay those thingies on the.
No, that doesn't work. Yes, no, it does not.
Oh, really? Because check me out. I'm wearing like this crazy
check
wolf
me
thing.
Out. No, really, check me out. Who is that?
Metal. See, look at that. Yeah, I'm fine. You just got to put the little freaky dryer sheet thing, but then you smell like a teddy bear.
No, the teddy bear is like their mascot. I don't
right.
smell like a teddy. Teddy bears don't usually smell like dryer sheets.
Ours do.
Oh.
We have to clean them regularly.
You have so many. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It is 7:10.
Coming up in just a few minutes. Okay, tell us what's going on this morning.
Okay, I have a friend, and she's my best friend.
This is news to me. Uh-huh.
This is so mean. And she is part of this internship with the Emma Bowen Foundation, and she's going to come in and talk about it.
Yes, dude, I love Emma Bowen. She was my favorite part of the Harry Potter series.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's Emma Watson.
Emma
she played
Watson.
Hermione.
Okay, whatever. I get them so confused. Emma Bowen, Emma Watson. Yeah.
Emma Bowen.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Neither do I. We're going to find out.
Okay, good. All right. We'll do that coming up here in just a few to get you there. It's May. Embers and Envelopes.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy Beastie Boys Day.
It's not Beastie Boys Day. You're lying.
It could be if I wanted it to. It is. I'm just going to play Beasties all morning.
No, that's cool. That's fine with me. I'm just saying it's not National Beastie Boys Day or Beastie Boys Day at all.
It's really not.
You're making that up.
You know what? People make up stupid holidays all the time. Why can't I make up National Beastie Boy Day?
Because it's not on the calendar.
BBD. But that's Belle Biv DeVoe.
You have to say
that wouldn't work out. You know what? Never mind. Joining us in studio right now, a dear friend of this year's show, that would be Becca Lusco.
Hey. Oh, that's me. That's you. Hey, good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Hey, Biffle. That's best friends for life. Biffle? I don't know if you know that.
Biffle?
Best friends for life, Biffle.
Oh, okay. Because the Biffy is a thing that you can get that you put on your toilet that, like, splashes water.
No, I hope I'm not that to Michelle.
Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of.
Can you be?
So I was like, no. Okay.
No.
That's weird. It's called a Biffy. And that's, so Biffy. I guess, a little different than a Biffle.
Not much.
Yeah.
It kind of shares a closeness.
No.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. You actually have real things to talk about this
morning.
I
do.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited.
I hope I can. I'm very tired.
You did an internship with the girl from Harry Potter.
No.
And it was amazing. She's telling me all about it. I was
He's getting Emma Watson confused with Emma Bowen.
Oh,
there you go.
I'm sure she was part of the internship at some time.
Are you sure? Because she's not a minority.
Maybe. To us, she
is.
I don't know.
True story.
Just because she's British? Oh, does that count as being a minority?
That counts, especially in New Mexico.
Right?
I'm the minority in New Mexico. Are
it's
you kidding
true.
Me?
You're only half white.
I'm really just talking to Steve-O here about this.
So you took part in this internship. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So, the reason why I wanted to do it is because I'm very excited about it and nobody knows about it in New Mexico. So... it's called the Emma L. Bowen Foundation, not Emma Watson. And
Emma L. Bowen? Like
Emma
she was L. Bowen people?
L. Bowen, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so
Emma
many
L.
Jokes.
Bowen, all right.
And so, I found it when I was, you know, trying so hard to find a scholarship as a high schooler and freaking out. And I found it online after searching and searching. And what it is it's a 4-year internship. And every summer I got to be a part of this internship with a media company here in New Mexico. And it's
Does it rhyme with prominent. Romcast?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Why?
Can you say that? I don't know. I can say it?
You're telling Comcast. Me a fact about your internship.
It's true.
Just don't say it's don't awesome. Care. Just don't say it's amazing that everyone should
I'm
have
not.
It.
I won't.
Nobody needs to go out and like buy their... trust me, you don't because Triple it's slow play. And sucks over where I live. Oh anyways, gosh. Go on.
I'm not involved in that.
But the internship program
you can't
was
get
awesome.
Mad at me for that.
I'm just kidding.
So yeah, I was part of Comcast Spotlight, which is more of the making commercials and doing advertising and marketing. Cool. And I did it every summer, and we got to do such fun things. Like, I got to shoot a commercial.
Were you on TV?
No.
You were behind
But I was on the I was on the radio.
Oh, cool.
Like now?
I was a radio voice.
Wow, what's that like?
Oh, it's cool. It's really hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was really good.
So, I'm off track. Here.
I'm sorry, you got really the internship at Comcast, and you got to do a bunch of cool media stuff.
Yeah,
every summer.
I did.
Commercials. Yeah, commercials, radio.
Yeah, and it was so much fun. And in addition to that, so what it is it's 8 weeks every summer, and you get paid for that. It's a paid internship.
Wow.
And then on top of that, however much you got paid, they'll match it for your scholarship.
Whoa. Oh, nice.
So it's double. You get double
Dang.
Cash, double dollars, and then. And in addition to that, I got an opportunity to go to New York every summer. Wow. And
I know you left me every summer.
Every summer
it's
I left
worst.
You.
Hey, she's talking.
And I got to talk. I got to meet a bunch of very cool people because it's very prominent in New York City. So there's a lot of people there. And was I saying? Yes. I got to. Awesome. There was a lot of great speakers, and last two summers ago there was. Can I say this?
Yeah. Are you going to talk about Danielle Fishel?
Dang it! Why are you stealing my thunder,
I
man?
Don't know who that is.
Don't worry about him. Don't. Worry. Okay. Okay.
Can I say who, what is. Program it's from?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
It's.
I don't know what
let me
mean.
Tell you.
Okay. Gossip
it's,
Girl.
No. It's Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Topanga.
She was there, and she spoke to us about acting, and she was so sweet, and So there was a lot of...
Because her career blossomed.
It did blossom.
No, wrong show.
Wrong
okay,
show.
Right,
different,
okay.
Different
sorry,
savage
never.
Kid.
She's not... is she still doing stuff?
What
is she
yeah.
Still,
yeah. Oh, okay. She's a The View or no. Something like that.
Some morning talk
she's
show.
She's on a
good.
Show still.
Oh, okay.
And so there's like legitimate people that come and talk to us. And we also get an opportunity to meet them, and we get card information. We swap contact information. And so
you're learning how to be an adult.
Yeah. And you get
that's
connections.
Overrated.
You get
that's, see, that's,
connections.
That's good.
Okay, so
that's
who
good.
Qualifies?
Okay. So if you are a minority, mm-hmm. which isn't hard because you live here in New Mexico.
Right. And some of your cousins, somewhere a cousin or something.
Something.
Yes.
How
always.
Much of a minority? Like what if...
You could be like half, like you.
Okay.
You're
so
qualified.
I could have totally done this?
Yeah, but...
Is it too late for me?
It's way
it's
too late for you, bro.
Dang it.
It's too late. Yeah.
And so if you're a minority and you're interested in the media, so that means anything like radio or TV or if you want to do sales.
Because it's a booming industry. I mean, you can make so much money. And then
I don't know what to say about that.
I think if you do it right.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're Danielle Fishel.
Yeah. For real.
She made
some
dollars.
She was Topanga.
She was Topanga.
She'll always be Topanga. And guess what? She still is.
Can I be completely
hold
honest,
on.
Guys?
No, hold on. She is still Topanga because Girl Meets World is starting with her and Ben Savage.
Can I just be honest? I've never seen a single episode of that
yeah,
show
Yeah, because
ever.
You're not real.
I'm
you're not real.
Sorry.
You're missing
sorry.
The drama.
Yeah.
Friends? Real life
hey,
right
saw
there.
Friends? I watched Friends.
Mm.
No?
No.
Totally different.
Definitely. Okay, so right now I know there's a lot of seniors out there. Scrambling for scholarships
because
it's nearing the end of the deadlines, all the deadlines, and you should be awake right now because you're going to school,
right.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's
so it's that time to get ready to go to school.
Don't drop out. Get to school.
Get to school.
Today is not the day.
While you're at it, grab a scholarship.
Right, yes, exactly.
Where can they go?
The deadline, what?
Where
yes,
can they go?
Well, let me tell you, the deadline is January 31st, but you can get an extension because I'm telling you kind of late. I'm sorry.
That's
so
okay.
Sorry. And you can go to the EmmaBowenFoundation.com and get an application where the Western Division, and you should do it because there's no one representing New Mexico right now. I graduated, wow. And that's it. So
you were the only one? In
I
New
was
Mexico.
The only one, yes.
Gosh.
There was two of us at first, but she graduated.
Is there like an age limit? Can I do this?
No.
I really need to rethink
so really,
my career.
Really? Oh.
You're in the media industry. You'd be doing the same thing. You'd
That's
probably
true.
Get an internship here.
That's true. I don't want
yeah. internship. You just don't get paid.
I already feel like I'm
you
an intern here,
left.
So it's cool.
You get promoted to the intern.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm just excited about it, and I want to tell you guys because... more people need to know about it, and
yeah,
it's you should do it because it was so great and it paid my way through college.
There you go.
It really did.
It
Emma
really
Bowen
did.
EmmaBowenFoundation.com for information on it.
Yes, Emma okay, Bowen Foundation.
And so if you have any color in your skin, just go for it.
Go for it.
I have plenty. I have greens. I have blues.
You would not qualify.
I would qualify. I'm half Hispanic.
Okay. But That's you wouldn't because you're also like 80, so...
80 years old.
Wow. They
might
like,
make an exception for 80 year olds.
I love you, Becca, but I don't like you coming in because then she turns into a jerk face because her friend's here. So can I just say that? Can I be honest?
I
Besides,
like you.
I don't know. I'm glad you got to take that, but I don't think that you needed to take that. Because
take what?
That you didn't need that internship program because
Why?
Your father-in-law is the most connected man in the universe.
Well, not when I
so,
was...
That's
true. Oh, yeah,
well,
it
kind of
was
ooh,
true.
That's true.
That dude
yeah.
knows everybody. Mm. Like, everybody who's anybody ever. It's like, oh, you're from New Mexico? Do you know Chip Lesko?
Yeah, that's
yes.
true.
He
yes,
was
I
voted
do.
In
I
Albuquerque
really
Magazine.
I just need a name drop.
You do.
I know.
Do you know who my
and not
father
be ashamed.
Is? Hello?
I won't
you don't
be
have
ashamed
to say
next time.
You just have to say. You just have to say, oh, I'm Becca.
Do you know Lesko? Who I am?
Lesko. L-U-S-K-O. Can I
They're
spell
like,
that for
oh,
you?
Oh, I thought you were taller.
No.
Different Becca.
Oh,
no, different Becca. Okay, cool. So there so it is. Sad. Emma Bowen Foundation. Seniors, get
Do
on it.
It.
Yes.
You got a
I'll
few
post
weeks.
All the info on Facebook.
You got time. There's weeks.
That's true.
You don't have time. This is like...
You need to get on it.
But you have weeks is what I'm saying. Like, get on it today. You don't need to file an extension yet. You just get on there and get to
We're
it.
We're changing this whole land of Manana thing.
Yes.
We're no longer the land of Manana.
I think the
today
For
is
King
the
and Country
today
show changed it. Because
yeah,
people actually bought tickets ahead of time and the show
and
actually sold
really
out. And now Red Jumpsuit Apparatus show is coming and it's actually going to sell out and people are buying their tickets now. So
right.
We're changing that. You're
exactly.
right. Exactly. Booyah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'll post all the information there.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me come in, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Of course. That was cool. Wow. That was sad.
Aww.
Can we play some music?
Yes.
What do you think?
That's what you want.
I mean, what
is that what you
want
to do, boss? Play some music? Fine.
Sure thing, intern. New math for you now. Becca, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Plan
thank
B.
Thank you.
It's like Becca's plan. There you go.
But it was our plan A.
Yeah, it was the Emma Bowen Foundation.
That was my plan.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
My name is Eustace. Well, I'm Steve O.
I was going to say, this is awkward.
This is
but
Mitch.
To change Eustace and Mitch in the morning, it doesn't work.
Benjamin Dunn and the Animal Orchestra for you. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Quick reminder, coming up Tuesday, February 12th at the Lobo Theater.
That's just a phrase. Tuesday, February 12th.
You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
I'm sorry. Proceed.
Spoken, releasing a CD. So they will be premiering and releasing said CD at the Lobo Theater, along with some dear friends of this year's station, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Yeah.
Woo!
It's going to be a huge show. Spoken and the Red
excited.
Jumpsuit Apparatus. $15 for tickets.
That, okay. We were seeing all the other ticket prices and whatever everyone else charges. They're expensive.
Yeah, dude. So
this is not only a steal, it's also for Static Radio.
Yeah.
100% of the proceeds go to Static Radio.
Yeah, they go back
Which
to this year's station, and we definitely, definitely need it. You may have noticed some changes. Around these parts, we are listener supported, and I don't know if you've noticed, we actually have a goal bar up at our website, mystaticradio.com. That is our monthly goal, the costs that we need to meet every single month so that we can continue to do everything that we do around here. Right. And unfortunately, for the last, well, long time,
yeah,
months, I was going to say months, but more like a couple years,
we have
not been meeting that.
Mm.
And unfortunately, because of that, we had to cut back on some things. We had to cut some things, some people. We had to get rid of some things.
Super sad.
Yeah. And so if you love this station, support it. And one way you can support it is by picking up your tickets right now for this benefit show. It is the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken.
It's a
tickets
win-win.
Are only $15. Right. $15.
Win.
You're going to see the Red Jumpsuit and Spoken. Yeah. Dude,
that's a show.
Yeah.
That is a show.
Tickets will sell out. They sell out every time they come to Albuquerque, and it's usually bigger venues than the Lobo. So.
And they're honestly, what I think is a big deal is that it's not just promoted. This isn't going to be just promoted through this radio station. Everyone's going to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. Just before 8 o'clock, which means coming back, we'll have Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And also a little later this morning, 9 a.m., our dear friend Pastor Nate coming in for Shock Therapy Live.
Get your questions ready. If you have questions, you can send them to us now, studio@mystaticradio.com.
That's right. Shock Therapy Live, our one-hour call-in show based around your questions, not theological questions, personal questions,
yeah,
life questions. And if you have those questions, you can submit them now, studio@mystaticradio.com. And yeah, coming up at 9 a.m. I'm a little nervous, I got to be honest.
Are you?
I'm really excited for this show.
I am nervous.
It's been a little while, so, you know. I'm stoked.
Yay.
It's coming up at 9.
Yes, it is.
Shock Therapy Live and stuff. Good
yes.
stuff.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Okay,
right now.
Sorry.
I'm nervous about it, too.
Moving right along. It's just before 8, so we got to take a quick break. But coming back, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. We'll get to some Coldplay right around the corner as well. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
The road is closed on 63rd Street in Gonzales, as well as there's another accident.
Oh, no!
Two lanes are blocked on I-40 West at Eubank. Oh, and there was something else that I needed to report. Dang it!
Wow.
No! Hold on!
It'll be okay.
I-40 is closed at... No, because look, it's loading. KOB Channel 4 told me. Channel 4...
You can do this.
Told me.
I believe in you.
No, you shouldn't. That's unfortunate. I-40 is closed west of Bernalillo County line between Laguna and Grants because of a crash.
Wow.
Involving two semi-tractor trucks.
Wow.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a little traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Little delectable coffee shop here that rocks your breakfast and lunch there.
Thanks.
Got sandwiches and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty great.
Is that where I say thanks, Garth?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, I don't want to.
So you've got some really good stuff over there. 505-338-3669, the phone number. That's 505-338-3669. Speaking of KOB, I was watching yesterday, and I saw a news report.
Oh, no, I hate these.
According to numbers issued Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Labor, the Albuquerque metro area losing 3,900 jobs from November 2011 to November 2012 is the worst in the nation.
That is really bad.
Yeah.
That's a lot of jobs.
Record number of people moving away from Albuquerque, actually. We lead the nation in losing jobs. We're also one of the leaders when it comes to losing people, as in like moving away.
Question.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You had your hand raised. Yes, you in the back.
So are they taking their jobs with them?
Sadly, no.
They're just being.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Brownsville, Texas, and Colorado Springs also down in the dumps. Not suffering as badly as Albuquerque, but apparently the city's unemployment rate is now 6.3%, leading most analysts to conclude that people are simply leaving the workforce here. Like, hey, I'm going to go get a job
somewhere
else.
Things are shutting down?
Yeah, moving away to seek jobs elsewhere because there really aren't a whole lot here.
That sucks.
Yeah. They interviewed a chef, I guess, who was out of work looking and, you know, hadn't really thought about moving to another state. He says, quote, I've been here most of my life. There's really nowhere for me to go but here. This is where my family is.
Land of Entrapment.
And as I said, yeah, KOB Channel 4 reported that yesterday. But it was, yeah, record number of people moving away from Albuquerque. Jobs.
There was a time not too long ago where Albuquerque was just kind of exploding with people moving here, and the movie industry was kind of going crazy. What happened?
They stopped making a bunch of movies here. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But from November 2011 and November 2012, 3,900 jobs estimated lost in the Albuquerque area alone. And we top the nations. There's only one America.
The Americas.
Then we top the Americas. So we lead the nation in losing jobs, and also record number of people moving away from Albuquerque.
Awesome.
That's why you got to get the app. So you can take Static Radio wherever you go.
Right? Because we are also on the internet. We are worldwide.
Ah, there you go. MyStaticRadio.com for details on that. Now, will you grab this lovely lady? Teresa!
Hello. Come on in. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
I feel like this segues perfectly to what we were just talking about. I was KOB Channel 4 yesterday was reporting that Albuquerque leads the nation in jobs lost over the last year. And so the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, and Teresa joining us from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Are you seeing a lot of that at the shelter, at the rescue mission, where it's less and less the quote-unquote stereotypical homeless person and more families?
Right.
More families.
When I think of homeless people, I don't think of, oh, these people just got into this situation. I think they've been like this for a while.
You think of the guy with the ratty clothes on the street corner with the sign, big beard, hasn't showered in months type thing. Oh, yeah, that's a homeless guy. But that's actually not, that's pretty stereotypical homeless guy.
Yeah, we've seen a lot more families, a lot more children this winter.
Wow.
That's what's sad.
Yeah, well, I mean, Albuquerque leading the nation in jobs lost. And most people, unfortunately, if you don't plan this, as far as savings account and as far as people's are spending, anybody could be two paychecks away from home, that close to being homeless if you don't, paycheck to paycheck. All it takes is a loss of a job.
One paycheck.
Sadly, as I said, Albuquerque leading the nation in losing jobs. And so what have you seen as of late at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission?
Well, we have the winter shelter open on the west side. And what we've seen is a huge increase in number of families with children.
Okay.
And not school-aged children. They're little ones.
Yeah.
Staying at the homeless shelter. So, and the cold weather's coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. And the winter shelter, you guys team up with the city, basically, during the winter months. Now, this runs from November till when?
Mid-March.
Mid-March, okay. And you house about 350 as a capacity, I believe,
daily,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, daily.
Daily.
Shuttling them back and forth.
How is it now? I know that the capacity was kind of, or not the capacity, but the attendance, I guess, was down. Has it kind of risen?
It's up. It's up since the holidays.
Yeah.
Because we really haven't talked for a while, have we?
It's been a few weeks.
Yeah. You know, the numbers that came through just from the dining room. So we serve, in the past, we served 270,000 meals a year.
Wow.
And in the last 2 weeks of December alone, we served 10,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Because, we feed them before we take them to our shelter, and then when they come back from the shelter. So, a huge increase.
Yeah, so what can we do? What do you need?
Yeah, how can we help?
Well, I was thinking about that on the way over. There was a big program going on before the holidays to collect coats for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found out, because we tried to get some of the coats, is that they're for the school children.
Okay.
And we have a lot of little ones who come to the mission, and they're in short-sleeve shirts, no coats, even this time of year.
Right.
And so if we could get some little coats for
toddlers,
preschool age, we would be so grateful.
Okay.
What's a size that most need, like 3T or?
You know, if you got... five or six.
Okay.
Full size. They love to have them, even for the little ones, because they grow into them.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say.
So if you have a little one at home who's grown up and has outgrown their clothes,
okay,
if you could donate that,
yeah,
it just breaks our heart to see these little ones when they you know, we had the Christmas event where we did a Christmas service and then we handed out gifts to the children, and it was so hard to see the little ones not dressed properly,
right,
for the weather.
Yeah. So little people coats.
Little people coats.
Little dude coats.
For kids.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So all the details at abqrescue.org for the rescue mission. But yeah, it's unreal looking at, you know, just this report last night, record number of people not only lost jobs in Albuquerque, but moving away from the Albuquerque area because there's not a lot
moving
in the economy right now.
No.
Here it's a downtime and not a lot of jobs, and obviously it's affected the rescue mission as well greatly. Mm-hmm. 10,000 meals. So obviously donations would be very helpful and beneficial as well, because food.
Yeah. Non-perishables.
Okay. Non-perishables. What we like to do with the near homeless, mm-hmm, people who are like one paycheck away from being on the streets, is we like to give them food boxes.
Yeah.
To help them out in some way so that they can use their money in other ways, yeah, rather than food. And we've had to cut that out. We stopped food boxes in December and January. We hope to start them up again in February, but we've been out of food.
Wow.
You know, we have such a large number coming in to eat, and
yeah,
how can we share food boxes?
Right. Wow. That's unreal to me. I think that's unheard of as long as we've been partnering. I don't know.
Right.
I can't remember the last time the Albuquerque Rescue Mission was out of food
and
for
since
food
we
boxes.
Are yeah, partners, we take this as a drop-off point. You can
yeah,
always drop off food at Static Radio Monday
yeah,
through Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And so all the details, as I said, abqrescue.org. But, okay, toddler coats.
Non-perishable
foods.
Exactly.
Okay.
We'd love it.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And what else? What else can we do? How can we get involved? I mean, obviously, the pulse. What is the pulse of downtown right now, where you guys are at?
Come volunteer.
Okay.
Volunteer to serve the meals. You know, we're always busy with volunteers over the holidays, but after the holidays,
the Christmas spirit is gone.
The Christmas spirit. And the people are still homeless,
yeah,
and
yeah,
they still need to eat food. So if you could volunteer down there to serve or to help in some other aspect,
okay,
of the operation of the mission, we'd be so appreciative.
Okay.
And blankets, always.
All right.
Always.
Perfect. All right, abqrescue.org for all the details on that. I would encourage and challenge, maybe you're a youth pastor listening or part of a youth group, here's the deal. What if you took one day a month where you took the kids, instead of hanging out at church and playing stupid games and
going bowling,
whatever you normally do as a youth group, like mafia, whatever you guys normally do. Instead
mafia.
Of doing that, you go volunteer at the rescue mission one day a month. Because
yeah,
if every youth group got involved, if every church got involved, you guys would be set every single day.
We would.
And so that's my challenge right now is there's a great need in the Albuquerque area, as evidenced by this report from KOB, record number of jobs lost. The numbers are rising in APS for homeless children. There are families in need. And all it takes is you getting involved, even just once a month, an hour, 2 hours out of your month, you can afford. And so to lend it to the rescue mission would be greatly appreciated, obviously. So
very much so.
Teresa, thank you.
Thank you.
As always, it's always good to hear from you. And always, it's always sad
it's
to hear
sad,
too, because it's like, man, what can we do? So coats, blankets,
non-perishables, abqrescue.org.
There you go. All the details, of course, at our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right now, we premiered it yesterday, brand newest from The Almost. The song's called Ghost. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Vinyl Thief, song called Faces.
We have really interesting off-air conversations.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Like the effects of cheese on your body?
But it depends, because cheese is supposed to stop you up.
Right.
Unless you're lactose intolerant, like you and I both are.
So shouldn't it have the opposite effect of not stopping you? Why are we talking about this?
These are the real questions we have. Oh,
we're really philosophical and we just really think about
things. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. We are T-minus 28 minutes away from one of my favorite things.
That's right.
In the world. Shock Therapy Live, a one-hour call-in show that myself and Pastor Nate Heitzig used to do. Mm-hmm. A few months back, we took a small break. Normally, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. during Static U. Don't worry. It's still going to be part of Static U at 7 o'clock. Coming back.
It will be kind of like a re-air, right?
But it's also, it's taking over the morning show. We are going to be live coming up 9 a.m. Pastor Nate Heitzig coming in. We will be doing Shock Therapy Live. It is our one-hour call-in show centered around you. And,
your questions.
We tackle anything and everything. And so I will say this. It definitely can get a little heavy. It can get a little mature in nature. We've tackled anything from cutting to...
Homosexuality.
Yeah.
Masturbation.
Yes. And we will tackle anything and everything.
And these are life questions. Yeah. Things that you would normally not be able to ask someone because you're embarrassed almost.
Well, let's be honest. There's a lot of things that the church does not like to talk about. And I put that in quotations. But, things like sex. Things like,
you're not going to normally hear about in the Sunday sermon.
Yeah. So there's some scary stuff. And so Pastor Nate and I started talking about it. And we decided we got to do something. Let's do this show. And so we started doing this show. And you can catch the podcast at mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive. The past shows are all there, and of course we do get the drinking questions and the tattoos and those questions. But if you have a question, maybe you're going through something in your life right now that you just need some advice, you need help with, coming up 9 a.m. this morning, we are 26 minutes away.
You can call in, or you can email studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, we'll take your emails right now as we prepare for Shock Therapy Live. You can also Facebook us, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But are you going to hang out with us?
I'll be around.
Okay.
You can keep it anonymous as well.
Absolutely.
You don't have to tell people.
If you email us, just say, hey, I'd like to be kept anonymous. We promise we will not share your information. We will not share your name because we've had some very serious questions. We've also had some questions that people just haven't wanted their information shared on, and that's totally cool. We will take your anonymous questions. We just want to hang out with you. The phone number is 505-338-3700. Get that ready. And coming up at 9 a.m., we'll be rocking Shock Therapy Live.
Most interesting hour of radio ever.
It's definitely interesting. So send us your questions now. studio@mystaticradio.com. There you go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ugh.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Hey. This is still Wednesday.
It's okay.
I don't ever want to go to hell.
It's freaking hot
in here.
That's good. That's a good aspiration to keep. Really? Because the heater kicked on and now it's like muggy and like... Ugh.
This is awful.
That's your comparative like...
Whenever...
Wow.
Man, okay. Yes, that's my comparative. Gosh, it's
just
hot.
So hot and uncomfortable in here. This has got to be what hell is really like.
Probably.
I highly doubt. Wool sweaters in the heater uncomfortably on.
Yeah. That's the worst. Okay?
So, Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9. We're going to talk about some real things. I'm excited about that. Our dear friend Pastor Nate Heitzig and myself usually do this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of went on hiatus for a little while. We took a break. We were coming in every Sunday night, 7
season.
p.m.
Yeah. A little busy.
So we took some time off and bringing it back. And we're bringing it back in T-minus 10 minutes. So get your questions in now. We already got one phone call anonymously off the air that was like, wow, okay.
Please help us. Okay.
And we're back.
Yes.
So Shock Therapy Live kicks off at 9 a.m. You can get your questions in now at facebook.com/mystaticradio or anonymously you can shoot us an email to studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. But before, I thought we'd talk about something a little fun.
Lighthearted.
Before it gets heavy.
Okay.
I didn't realize this, but there's actually a website that is dedicated to movie mistakes.
That is
I can't stand eye-opening. When you're watching a movie and dude's got like a gun in his right hand and then they cut away and then they cut back and it's like...
guns in his left hand.
Yeah, like, wait, well, what just happened? Yeah. And it's completely different.
You know what? The only thing I really ever notice are facial expressions. Like, they go, oh, that's so gross. And then the next, like, literally a cut later... they're smiling and laughing.
Or if somebody jumps into the water and then very next cut, they're like completely dry. You're like, really?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Not even trying.
Well, a list of the 2012 releases with the most movie mistakes has come out. And Skyfall, James Bond, had 35 mistakes.
Ooh.
How crazy is that?
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's been nominated like a lot. For good accolades, but apparently MovieMistakes.com has released their list, and they are definitely on the list. Oh, speaking of, one scene in particular, Bond reaches... No, I didn't see it. Reaches a chapel. He plunges into icy water. Very next cut in the chapel, perfectly dry.
What?
In the bar, I guess James Bond's drinking and watching television. He reaches over for a bottle, which is 80% full, pours a tiny amount into the glass, watches TV, next shot... bottle is only 20% full.
Ugh.
Dang, dude. These are some really detail-oriented...
Some people were like, he's James Bond. He can do that. So they make excuses. It's really annoying. Do you know what I'm saying? It's fine. Whatever.
Well, 35 errors for the film. They say it's not quite as impressive or unimpressive as the number one movie of the year. Men in Black 3... 63 mistakes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They really did not want to refilm things, did they?
I guess. Apparently, when the cops are frisking Jay, the smaller cop on the left in the scene, his left hands keep changing position in every single shot with no logic whatsoever. Yeah. There's so many. There's this huge list. I can't even tell. Sadly, 3 and 4 are movies that we loved. Dark Knight Rises, Amazing Spider-Man, The Avengers came in 5th. So, and there's a list of all these mistakes.
What's wrong in Amazing Spider-Man?
I don't want to tell you.
Tell me.
Okay, let's see. While fighting against the lizard in the lab, Peter's jacket changes randomly from spotless to covered in dust to partially covered in dust back and forth over and over every time it cuts back and forth.
I've always wondered, like, how do they keep track of this stuff?
Right. Well, I got to be part of a movie for a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a day of shooting, but there was a time where we broke for lunch.
And you had to come back and reshoot the same scene.
Absolutely. And so we were out there shooting, and I was just like a background extra it was Terminator Salvation. But we were out there with Sam Worthington, and I actually, like, quote unquote, made the cut. And it was a fun scene that we got to do. And so kept having to do it over and over. And of course, there's that whole like makeup. That's real. Like people kept coming in and out, but they kept taking photos. There was a dude whose job literally was this. He had this really ridiculously amazing digital camera. And afterwards, head to toe. And then he'd take
everyone
side. Yeah.
Wow.
Sides, front, back. Okay. This is what you look like. And then when we broke for lunch, everyone, we had to shot, bunch of photos. Then we went to lunch and then came back and the guy with the camera's like looking, makeup person, okay, this is it, hair person, okay.
Wow.
All right, cool. And then back to shooting.
Takes some consistency.
It was crazy,
dude. So I can't be angry when they make a mistake like that. I can't be annoyed.
I'm not saying that happens in every movie because obviously Men in Black 3, 63 mistakes in the movie. So, apparently when the lizard launches Peter through a wall in a classroom, books and huge chunks of concrete fly above Peter.
Yeah.
But when he lands and slides backwards, there's nothing there.
I noticed that, but I just didn't think about it.
Yeah. How about this? When Dr. Kirk Connors becomes the humongous lizard, his robe magically grows from a medium to like a double XL.
Okay.
Which,
the Hulk.
I was just about to say.
How do his pants stay on?
Hey, you know what, bro? I would rather them get away with that excuse of him having really stretchy pants than the alternative.
Right.
Because then you'd have a big old green man running around and he'd be like Watchmen all over, and that was just weird.
And I'm going to talk to you about this because I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
As unwillingly as you have. The wolves in Twilight, how do they always, like, they rip out of their jeans
because
they turn into wolves, and then when they... turn back into wolves, they have
turn
their jeans on.
Yeah.
Or turn back into humans, yeah. Like, how does that work?
That's because you're trying to think logically about Twilight. I don't know if you
don't sparkle.
When you're talking about this, but you're rationalizing Twilight.
Who am I? Vampires don't sparkle, obviously.
Obviously.
Vampires don't sparkle.
Yeah, the Avengers had plenty. A lot of them had to do with the Hulk, of course, because of that very same issue. But other things like when Bruce Banner met Natasha Romanoff for the first time, or the Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shot from behind where Natasha is heard talking, but there's actually a mirror to the right of Bruce Banner, and her reflection isn't speaking. So the shot was probably like a voiceover or something, or they took that shot and she's not speaking in the mirror that you can see her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyways, little things like that. Yeah, you can check out moviemistakes.com, I guess, if you'd like. They released their list of the biggest mistakes of 2012, the movies with the most mistakes, stuff like that. It's always interesting to see, especially if you're a movie guy.
Yeah.
So, coming right back, Shock Therapy Live. Kicking off the 9 o'clock hour.
Here we go.
We have some Civil Twilight. Speaking of Twilight, let's just play some Civil Twilight. Okay. Why not? Love that song. That's on the way next to get you to Shock Therapy Live. Woo! In 4 minutes. With Pastor Nate.
Oh, hey, you're here.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.